Good morning. How are you? Blessed. I'm blessed too that I got a cold. What are you going to do? It always happens to me after I'm done with all my talks. My body goes into shutdown mode. Okay, shut down now. So, but here I am and we're fine. But we want to focus on the readings, of course, today. And since next week is the Feast of Christ the King, we're coming to the end of the year. And so the readings, as every year, we focus on the end of time. And so Jesus tells us today about the end of time. No one knows when it's coming. You got that? Even the people that write the books left behind, no one knows what's coming. The Jehovah Witnesses who have preached it and talked about this day, no one knows. None of us know. So don't waste a moment of your life in trying to speculate it. I constantly get people who tell me, Father, you know, Our Lady said this and Our Lady said this, or that one said this, or Padre Pio. Who cares? The world ends when you die. The world just ended for you. Aren't you excited? So you don't know when that's going to happen, right? And so when the world ends together, who knows? But what we need to do is always prepare for that. Again, I've told you the story about St. Francis. And when St. Francis was hoeing his garden one day, and someone came up to him and said, Francis, what if you knew you only had an hour to live? What would you do? He said, keep hoeing my garden. Because he was in the will of God. He was doing what God wanted him to do. So when we think about the end, that's got to be the same thing. And I want to give us three things that will always prepare us for the end, no matter when it happens to come. Whether it's something prepared, whether it's something fast, as long as you and I are doing these things, we don't have to worry about when the end comes. The first thing we got to do is make sure that we're not ever in mortal sin. Right? And again, people, mortal sin is not just sexual sin, even though that's what most people focus on. But mortal sin is beyond sexual sin. That's why when people come to confession and it's only been 2 months and it's all they can think of is a sexual sin, I'm thinking, you're missing the whole point. Of course sexual sin is mortally sinful, but so is not taking care of the poor the way you need to. Sorry, that's according to Jesus himself. That's that getting angry can be mortally sinful, depending on how angry you get. Right? There's a lot of things that are mortal sins without just sexuality. So we got to be constantly in our minds, constantly going through an examination of conscience. Is my will in the will of God? Am I doing the will of God in my life? Is there sin in my life that must be confessed? And how long should you stay in mortal sin? Never. You should get out of it immediately. You should go to confession immediately. Some of you, missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. Sorry about that. So if you do it, you don't wait. You go immediately. The rest of us should go to confession how often? Once a month, right? To keep our pride in check, because again, what happens is our pride becomes that which comes and sucks us to hell forever. That's why whenever I go through the questions and I say, have you been proud? And someone says no, I always say, nope, that's your core sin. It's your core sin, I promise you. Shut up, just listen to me. And they go, I hate going to Father Larry. I know, because we don't want to sit there and think of all of our sins. We just want to think of the ones that I like to confess, and these are the ones. Sin is much more than that. So we constantly got to be making sure that my will and God's will is one. So I got to make sure I have no mortal sin in my life. I keep penance, confession a big part of my life, so I'm never in mortal sin, so you don't have to worry. The second thing you got to do is make sure that you and I are always in the will of God, meaning that I'm doing God's will right now, not my will, because as we all know here oh so well, the theme song for everyone in hell is, I did it my way. And that can be my religion, my Catholicism, my country, my whatever it happens to be, my family. We all do it my way. This is the way it was when I was a kid, and this is the way we're always going to do it. You can do your way even in holy things and still go to hell if it's not the will of God. Correct? So that you and I constantly got to be thinking, am I doing God's will or am I doing my will? And that means that we got to, in our own life, say, God, we got to surrender that to him. I want your will today more than my next breath. Are we saying this in our daily life? I want your will today more than my next breath. That's what Mary did. That's what Jesus did. The world must know that I love the Father and only do what pleases Him. We must have that same desire. Is that my desire every day, that I'm making sure I'm doing God's will? And the way you make sure you're doing God's will is in His will is our peace. Do you have peace about that, huh? And to go back, because I wanted to make sure, and when we talk about confession, one of the things necessary for confession is that you have a forgiving heart of others, correct? Because if you go to confession, but there's someone you don't forgive, are you forgiven? No. So you must make sure every day when you're doing these examinations, is there anyone I haven't forgiven, Lord? And then you make that act of the will, I forgive them and I ask you to forgive them. So, to always be prepared for the end is we always got to make sure we're in a state of grace. No mortal sin, confess it immediately. We have a forgiving heart for all people. The second thing we got to be doing is we got to be making sure we're doing God's will. And the third thing we got to be doing is we got to be making sure that we're giving our life away for others, especially the poor. Because we talked about a couple weeks ago when God gave us the questions and answers to the final exam, when He says, whatever you did or failed to do, the least of my brothers or sisters, you failed to do to me. This is what Jesus says sends us to hell forever. It's amazing that we don't listen to what Jesus says. We listen to what Paul says, but when Paul says, if you're a fornicator, you're going to go to hell, correct? Jesus never said that, did He? Jesus said, if you don't take care of the poor, you're going to go to hell, correct? Who's going to judge you and I on judgment day, St. Paul or Jesus? Jesus. So I would pay particular attention to what Jesus says. Jesus says, if we don't take care of the poor, we're going to hell. Period. That's what Jesus says. So you can sit there and believe anything you want and listen to any seer and any saint. But Jesus said this. So what we got to make sure that we're doing is we're living a life of taking care of the poor, visiting the sick, doing those things, those corporal works of mercy. We must be doing this if we want to always be prepared. And so to do these things, if we do these three things, then if someone comes to us and says, hey, listen, you only have an hour to live, what are you going to do? Keep doing what I'm doing. Because I'm doing the will of God. So those are the three things we should be focusing on. Being in a state of grace, repenting if not, making sure we're forgiving of others, always seeking God's will in my life, and always giving away my life, especially for the poor, by doing that however God calls us to. It's the least of our brothers and sisters on our list. And when you and I do that every day, if every day we give away our life like this, every day we give away our life, that when a time comes when God takes my life forever, it's just another day of giving. Another day I gave my life and how God always blessed me and He will continue to bless me forever. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made you know His love today and forever. Amen.